Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Shred Show Live, where we bring you industry professionals, entrepreneurs, and the best of the best from around the world who are willing to share how they shred, the strategies, the techniques, and the actionable items that you need in your business to go out and dominate. Join us as we shred, show up, hustle, repeat every day. Let's go. I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't know how I got so fortunate, so blessed. It is an absolute privilege and a pleasure to be hanging out with these guys this morning. And look, they're in the same room. Even to make it even better, these Glens are hanging out and having a good time. So Glenn, I would say Glenn S, but it doesn't even work. Glenn, good morning and welcome to the Shred Show. How are you guys this morning?
All right. How you doing, Josh?
Dude, you know me. I'm just excited. When I get to hang out with incredible people like you guys, I'm always excited. I think I could have done a little bit more hype on that intro, but we'll work on that.
You did pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty solid.
Pretty solid. We'll go with it. So I'm excited. I want to dive into it because I know you guys are busy. I mean, Glenn Sanford, running EXP, being the founder of EXP Realty, you guys continue to be one of the fastest growing brokerages in the entire world, not just the country, but the entire world. You're doing so many innovative things. And now you guys are coming together with Glenn Stearns, coming together with one of the absolute legends of the mortgage industry. And you guys, how did you get to Josh? Oh, wait, hold on. They lost us here. We can hear you guys. Hold on. Can they hear us? We'll give them a sec, ladies and gentlemen. Wait for it. If they have to, we'll bring them back. Oh, we're going to bring them back. Hold on. That's technology.
There he is.
Hey, there we go.
Maybe. There we go. We're getting there. You know what I want to do, Josh?
We'll wait.
All right.
We'll wait.
Cut this thing off. Let's put this back up. This is about
being agile.
That's right.
Adapting, overcoming. See, there we go. Now you're back.
All right. Now we're back. Now we see us.
Can you see us? Yeah, I can see you guys. If you can hear me, we're good.
There we go.
Okay.
Look at that. Okay. So now we're off to the races. So like I was saying, you two incredible gentlemen have such, I mean, the reputation precedes itself with what you guys have accomplished within mortgage, within real estate. Now coming together, why now? What has sparked this interest of coming together and, like I said, uniting the industry? Because you've got realtors, you've got real estate, now you bring it together with mortgage, which they've always worked hand in hand. But why now? What brought this idea together?
You want to go first?
Yeah, so, as you know, EXP Realty is the fastest growing residential real estate brokerage in the history of real estate, according to RealTrends, which is we're 59,000 agents, 54 or so of those are in the United States. We're a very low margin real estate brokerage. And one of the things that we've always thought about is as we sort of build out our community, we want to be able to sort of almost run it like a city at some point where we have, mortgage, title. We've already got health insurance for our health coverage for our agents. We've got, all these different offerings as our community grows. And we've taken a couple forays into mortgage. And what we realized is that we really want to be partnered with somebody who really understands what we're trying to do. And what was really, quite frankly, endearing from my perspective was watching the first season of Undercover Billionaire. I didn't know Glenn Stearns and watched the season. And then at the end, there was a segment where Glenn and Mindy were talking about kind lending and the values that kind lending represented. And Debbie and I were like, it'd be really cool if we could meet them. And this was probably in February of this year. And then in March, we actually got a chance to meet. And to say the least, we obviously have the same first name. We spell it the same. Our last name starts with an S. And we actually operate from some core values that are very similar.
I like to say it this way. Two Joshes always spice up a party, but two Glens, you can't go wrong. So coming together in the way that you guys have now, and like you said, Glenn, coming from the EXP, being one of the fastest growing brokerages ever. And Glenn Stearns, you were, I mean, when Stearns Lending, you were one of the, you were the top lender in the country. And now with Kind Lending, what it's done, over $4 billion in origination in its first year, which is just insane. You guys continue to have this incredible success, which I think is a fantastic name, because both of you guys have done such a great job and done such a, I mean, literally, you are the leaders. You are the people that, when I think of who embodies our industries at its core, I think of Glenn's. I think of you guys. So success was a perfect name. How did that name come to be? Like, it's just like, hey, we're going to put the two together and it's going to be a success. How did the name come to be?
Yeah. So last year, we've been mailing Success Magazine to all of our agents for probably 2.5 years or so. And last year I was actually offered the opportunity to buy Success Magazine. And so we bought Success Magazine, closed on it, I think, in October, November last year. And then we've been looking at, you know, ways to expand the brand from just being a magazine. So we're standing up a couple different things in the success world. And we just thought that particular brand, you know, into the mortgage space, not, you know, we didn't really want to do a mortgage company that was just EXP, because, you know, that is somewhat limited. And we've got some interesting ideas that we're going to use, you know, our virtual world. You probably know a little bit about our virtual world for business platform. We've got some really cool stuff that we've been developing in there that we thought would make a really cool mortgage office. So we've been just sort of playing with different ideas. But the success name came from the acquisition of Success Magazine.
Very cool. And so Glenn, I know Stearns, a lot of people are asking this now, is you have EXP, you have Kind Lending. And like I said, you've done such an incredible job in the last year building Kind. Is this going to be the new face of Kind? Is Kind Lending still going to be around? What does this transition look like? What should the mortgage professionals be expecting?
Well, I mean, you know, last go around, we were the largest joint venture partner in the country. So, you know, our whole kind of premise has been on partnerships, and whether that's with the brokers, whether that's with, you know, loan officers, or whether that's with any kind of a partnership out there. And it's always been about, you know, really collaborating, coming together and seeing if they're where the synergies are. And, you know, even with all of that we did and before us, you know, a lot of those partnerships had come through Wells Fargo. Well, you know how dominant they were, right? And yet it didn't, you know, really put a dent in the industry. There's enough to go around. And so what we've found is that, you know, we want to work with like-minded people. EXP, biggest disruptor in the industry over in real estate. We came along this year and finally having that ability to get back in the industry and do it the way we want it, which was not the old way, but really to focus on the culture, the people, happiness, having things that are outside of just money, because money is not the, you know, the only form of currency that we look at. As a matter of fact, it's down the list a little bit, right? It's about fulfillment. It's about feeling sense of pride. It's about work-life balance. And so when you get all of that and you find someone like Glenn Sanford here and his whole vision, what he's done, you say, this is an amazing partnership that we can come together on and also kind of change how people look at lending in itself, right? Kind Lending will do its thing and is going to continue to do what it's doing. And we do a very good job at it, you know, but to be able to focus with Glenn here on his agents and then outside of that on what we can do, it's exciting. So we're really looking forward to it.
It's incredibly exciting. Like I mentioned, I got emails saying, oh, this is a bad move for a mortgage and real estate. They're trying to come together to take over. And I'm like, no, just like you're talking about, Glenn, I'm all about, and Shred Media, we're very different. You know that. When we started bringing things together as an attention impact network, I didn't want to be like media firms. I didn't want to be like another PR or marketing. I want to be different. I wanted to bring people together, the collaboration, the unity that should be within our industry. Right. That's why I think this partnership is absolutely brilliant. When I first got word of it, I was like, no way. Like, number one, I'm like, these two Glens are going to absolutely dominate. But also, you're like-minded. You want to see Glenn Sanford. I've seen what you've done with EXP from afar and never being on the real estate side myself, but I know so many agents. I know so many people that have just loved the culture, the economy. Like you said, this idea and this culture that you're bringing together, I can just see that's what success is going to build. It's going to be a culture. It's going to be a place where the entire industry just flocks. They want to be part of it. They want to be surrounded by this positivity. I know both of you are continuing to be positive and continuing to put out that message to the world. So as things progress, I know people are excited about it. This partnership, as you mentioned, how can realtors and loan officers expect it to help them? Because ultimately, we're all about the consumer. We love helping the consumer achieve the dream of home ownership. That's why we're all in this. So how does this partnership coming together really help the consumer in the end?
You know, one of the things I think that, you know, we're building out, you know, as eXp, we're the first truly national real estate brokerage, one brokerage, all 50 U.S. states. We're able to build out, you know, our own portal, you know, similar to, we'll say, a Zillow or a Realtor.com style portal. And the more that we can focus on the consumer engagement all through that life cycle and then put the consumer in touch with top agents and top loan professionals, and that's really sort of the relationship that we're working on building out and attracting those top loan professionals. And even if it's not an exclusive to eXp in terms of the lending relationship that we're building, this is actually for consumers. It's consumer first, and yet it's going to help the agent, it's going to help the consumer, it's going to streamline the process, it's going to take some of the sort of misunderstandings of the mortgage industry out of the equation. And we're going to be, you know, one of our core values is transparency. And I know that's one of your core values, and really making it very transparent for the consumer, so they know early on if we're going to be the right lender for them. I mean, there's no reason to put them through the pain of figuring out if we're going to be the right position for them. It's, you know, if we're the right ones, great. If not, you know, we just want to support consumers.
And Glenn Stearns, you know, I mean, being in the industry as long as you have, exactly what Glenn Sanford is saying here, coming together with this joint venture, when the consumer is more educated, and when, again, in this ecosystem of loan officer and real estate professional working and collaborating, communicating on a higher level, ultimately, that's what's going to help this consumer. That's what's going to help. Glenn Sanford mentioned it perfectly. As technology, as innovation continues to flourish within our industry, finding ways to make that process, the home buying experience, that journey, as we like to call it, making sure that both real estate professional and mortgage professional are on the same page, that is absolutely key. And it sounds like that's exactly what success is looking for.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, when you know, Glenn could probably go just about anywhere and find a relationship that he, you know, that, because people would want to be involved in it. And, you know, our first step into a relationship is really about, are we aligned, right? And what Glenn had said is exactly it. It's about the consumer, the end goal, right? And so they've done the exact same thing that we did, where when we started out, it wasn't looking at how much money can we make, right? It's not about that fulfillment doesn't just come from there. It comes from people that you can do and things that are so much different than just a transaction, right? This is absolutely, you know, the biggest, most important thing in a consumer's life. So it's not a transaction. And when you start from the top and you push down the culture to make people understand that the people matter, that everything about it matters, you get joyful relationships, right? And those things are what's happened. When we look back, and Josh, you've been with me for a long time, when I had sold the company that year, out of a couple thousand people, we had six people leave that year. That was it, right? And, you know, when you look at lately in the industry, it's been about transactions. People are coming and going, and the, you know, attrition rate is through the roof, and all these things. And so it hasn't, you know, and so my goal is that I want to bring back the focus on what we're supposed to be doing. And that's exactly what Glenn's goal is too. And that goes back to the people that work with us and the consumer. It's all about, you know, really feeling fulfilled in life.
Oh, see, and I think that's what, like you said, we're seeing a lot of transition going on in mortgage and in real estate. There's a lot of uneasiness. There's a lot of questions happening. A lot of people ask with the whole the Compass and Guaranteed Rate partnership, what's that going to look like? But listening to you two, and that's why I was so excited to have you both on here, because you truly do have people in mind first. Glenn Stearns, I know this very well about you in our relationship, but Glenn Sanford, seeing that everything you've done, people are everything to you guys. And that's what I'm sure, and hopefully, as you continue to grow Success Lending, you're going to inspire more. Do you think this is going to be the beginning and maybe inspire other relationships throughout our industries to come together and work in a more cohesive way?
Well, let me take that first, if you don't mind, Glenn. I mean, our name was designed on purpose for one reason, right? Kind Lending was about really going out there and trying to change what has been happening lately, which has been, it's been tough out there, you know, and it got busy. And I think it got really corporate to where people, you know, I'll give you an example. You know, when you leave now, if you're, say, a loan officer, you know, your business is stripped from you. You don't get paid on your commissions. Anybody that you've had in your pipeline forever is now the company's. And rightfully so, in one way, they say, hey, we built this and it's ours. I've never believed that. Okay. I want people to come in, and if they come and work for us, it's because they want to be there. It's not because they have to be there, and they're not going to lose their commission on the way out, and they're not going to lose their pipeline and all the people they built over the years. If we can't keep you, then we did something wrong. You didn't do something wrong, right? And so it's a different mentality. And so if that kindness and that, you know, the way of thinking can come back in the industry, forget about just us. We've witnessed some other companies putting out, you know, chief kindness officers and things like that. And people say, Glenn, you know, they're copying you. How do you feel? I'm happy that's happening, right? Because it's all about if we can get the industry back to where it had been. It was always a very, we were a, you know, the mortgage banking, when we were kind of below the bankers, right? We were not the top dog, so to speak. It was a very kind company. And I, you know, I've known all the owners, and I really still respect and enjoy collaborating with them of the mortgage industry. But as of late, when we kind of popped through and we've been the big dominating players, it's kind of a little bit of a dog eat dog world. And I don't think it has to be. Glenn doesn't feel that way. He's treated his people the same way the whole time. And so, yeah, we'd like to turn this, you know, around a little bit and get people realizing that it's about, you know, you're going to spend all this time together. Let's make sure you're having fun, you're enjoying life, and you're changing lives.
You know, this is so perfect, Glenn Sanford, because when I met you at Inman a few years ago, you were actually speaking on stage and you spoke to this. It's about joy. It's about the things that you're passionate about. And the people that are a part of the eXp culture, that are part of eXp Realty, they feel that. So this venture with Glenn, with this venture with Kind Lending and eXp, I can just see that being the underlying theme, or maybe the overarching theme of what you guys are doing together is like, hey, You want to find happiness. You want to fulfill your life. And that's what success is bringing to our industry.
You know, one of the things that we talk about on the realty side is iterating around the agent value proposition. Because at the end of the day, you know, the consumer is going to get served. But if the agent isn't well taken care of, they're not going to be able to be of the most service to their consumer. Mm. So if we can create, you know, ways to you know, in our model, we were the first one to really create a meaningful retirement program for real estate professionals. And if we can do the same thing for loan professionals, and that's, I think, one of the things that, you know, we both want to do is iterate around the loan officer value proposition, such that, you know, as we continue to learn what we learn together and we sort of adopt the best practices that we've both developed over the years, and then come up with new innovative ways to think about this business, you know, we'd love to be able to allow loan officers, which loan officers do really well, good loan officers do really well, but it's a tough business to get into, just like real estate. Great real estate agents do really well, but really great agents tend to, you know, have, you know, 5 to 10 years where they can be really going hard before they start to burn out. And I suspect that's generally the same thing in the loan industry. And so if we can figure out ways to create sort of safety nets and retirement programs and other things that allow the loan officer to have a life beyond being a loan officer, I think that's going to make them a better loan officer.
Oh, I agree. You're giving me goosebumps there, because that's one of those things that's like missing from our industry. So bringing this all together, like, it's just so, it's innovative. It's such a forward-thinking idea, because again, being a mortgage professional, being an originator for as long as I have been, owning a brokerage, that new loan officer, when they're coming into the business, you're teaching them to go out and work with realtors to win them, to build that relationship. And now with this union, with this joining together, joining forces, that makes it easier to start building relationships, to start educating the entire audience, to start educating our industries. It's just so exciting. Like, kudos to you guys. And I know we're running out of time. You guys are, like I said, are so busy, and having you two in person together is a rare opportunity. So I'm so very grateful. As we start to wrap things up, maybe just your guys' last final thoughts on what you're excited for in the next, you know, couple months to come, or the future of Success Lending. Glenn Stearns, let's start with you, and then Sanford, we'll end with you.
Okay. Well, you know, this next couple of months, I'm excited really to get it off the ground, because we've got a lot of states to get approved on. We've got a lot, but what I'm going to really enjoy in the beginning here is we're going on the road together, right? We're going to go out and really dig in and find great loan officers that are very good with realtors. There's different types of loan officers that deal differently, right? But we need to find that fit with people who understand the value that is being presented, as far as when you have a relationship with a real estate agent, timing matters, and it's a lot different. So I can't wait to get on the road with him. But in the future, you know, again, you know, by pushing our similar cultures down about transparency, that when things don't go the way we all plan it, when things are a little off, people will understand when you're able to communicate to them and you try to, you know, give them a reason why it's okay to have our ups and our downs in life. I mean, you know, in business. So I'm excited to push the culture. I'm excited to, you know, really go out and hopefully change the way the business is done in the past, and do something that we can really kind of disrupt and continue to disrupt the industry out there, because that's, to me, that's the fun part, right? Is that to go out and continue to make things better and make them so that in the end, we're going to have happy consumers and happy, and you know, people that work for our companies.
Oh, I love that. All right, Glenn Sanford, what are you excited for? Because that's something hard to follow, but I guarantee you.
You know, what are you excited for? I was going to say, you know, that sounded pretty darn good right there. you know, all the above. You know, I think just getting in the trenches, learning myself personally, like I started as a real estate agent, and so I understand the challenges that real estate agents go through. And I think anybody who is a sort of an independent contractor style employee, and even if they're W-2 in this business, it's really very much of a, you know, you eat what you kill business. And I think, you know, understanding and learning what those pain points are, and just serving loan officers so they can better serve consumers, I think that's really what I'm excited about.
It's funny. He says he started as a realtor. I started as a loan officer. So we came exactly from where it's important to be for this relationship.
You literally hit the nail on the head. This is what I was going to say. You both came from the trenches. You both came from starting out in mortgage and real estate. And now you've worked your way up to, like I said, being the leaders that you are and innovating in the ways that you, that's what gets me excited. Some people come from other backgrounds, but both of you understand the trenches. Like you said, that warfare that goes on, you understand what moves the needle. You understand what's helping originators, what's helping real estate professionals. And now you're bringing it together to absolutely dominate. It is so exciting to me. So huge congratulations. Huge kudos to you guys. I guarantee this is not going to be the last time we talk, because I look forward to continuing to see the success that both of you guys have together as this continues to flourish and grow. So huge shout out to both of you guys. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules for hanging out with us on the Shred Show. You guys are absolutely awesome.
Thanks, Josh.
Awesome. Thanks, Josh.
Once again, great
chatting with you.
Great energy, great talk, and we love it, Josh.
You know me, man. What I lack in knowledge, I make up for in enthusiasm and excitement. And you two are absolutely awesome. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. If you were live with us, comment hashtag Shred. And if you're joining us on the replay, make sure you comment hashtag Hustle, because you're out there. You're getting it done. You're getting what you need. And then coming back right here in Shred to have the success you deserve. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you. We love you. Now it's time for all of you to go shred. Go show up, hustle, repeat every day. We'll see you guys.